I really think 10 years from now, we're going to have even better stuff than we have today. You know, you're going to look at what we had today and go, gosh, can you believe we used to do this with iMovie 3?
That's right. In fact, we used to type on the Apple Extended Keyboard, and now you and I both have the Tactile Pro Keyboard. And aside from the appearance, it feels very much the same.
It's like having an old friend back, although it's not nearly as big.
No, it's a little bit, it's friendlier looking. It looks like, very similar, as a matter of fact, to the Apple Pro Keyboard.
Well, yes, and I think that's by design. And if you remember that old Battleship Saratoga keyboard, it had a lot of unused space. I mean, it looked like the flight deck of an aircraft carrier.
Yes, and this one looks slim and sleek. And by the way,
just like the Apple OEM keyboard, which is really nice for people who like want to preserve the look of their whatever kind of Mac they have. The keyboard looks like it came with their computer, even when it didn't.
And the other thing about it I like is that it's more comfortable. I could type faster and more accurately on it. And I should tell you, Bob, that on another segment of the show, we do have Edgar Matthias telling us all about the keyboard.
Oh, well, tell him that I think it was a really smart idea to buy every single key switch in the world that was left. You know that that's what he did.
I know he did.
They closed down the production of the mechanical key switches in that keyboard.
That's right. He did say, though, that if he needed to order another million or so of them, they would produce them.
He probably would, but I think he made a smart move, because the fact is I've tried lots of keyboards, and I mean lots, like probably 20 in the past 5 years, and this one is my favorite by a bunch. It just, I am able to type faster.
That's it. That's
the
story.
You know, to me, that's what it's all about.
Also, it's more comfortable on your fingers, and when you type day in and day out, that fatigue can hurt, especially after you've done it for 20, 30 years or 100 years, like I have, you know, from the old days. Anyway, we've been talking to Bob Levitis, Dr. Mac, and once again, look out for the Garage Band for Dummies book coming out, well, in a few weeks, couple of months, something like that. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Gene. It's always a pleasure.